Your race, what when you refer to your race, how do you usually refer to that?
I say Negro.
Mm-hmm. Rather than black,
rather you say Negro. Black, right.
Is there a special reason for that? When, for example, when you, I know that three that I hear fairly frequently are Negro, Black, and Afro-American.
Right.
Is there some reason that some people use one and the other, or
I don't know. Well, number one, I remember years ago when we as Negroes would have chopped anybody's head off if they called us Black.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see any reason now for jumping to it.
Mm-hmm.
When I have applied for jobs, when they ask me my race, I usually say human. Because I am, you know, because there is no difference. And I've never had anyone question me about it, because what can they question?
And that's true.
That's what I am. Because there's nothing that I am any different
that
from any other woman.
Definitely is an answer. how would you usually refer to someone of my race? Would you?
Well, I'd probably say white.
Just simply white.
I wouldn't say Caucasian.
Mm-hmm. No,
but I don't like to say Black. Mm-hmm. I have said it more and more about us simply because it has been so constantly used, you know. And just in conversation, I'll say, well, the Black such and such person, or the Black this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. Or the Black Coalition, well, that's all they call it. They never called it a Negro Coalition in Washington or something like that. See, that's the way I make reference to it. Because, see, I don't feel that color makes any difference. You're just a person.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that would make sense, though, since to you the color is not important.
Right.
Negro is not a color.
No, it's a race.
And someone who is, I guess, concerned with maybe the preservation of a heritage or race might use Black or
right, and see, I'm not, and that's why I don't say Afro-American, and also because I don't know why. I hate to say we as Negroes, because I don't claim any attachment to those in Africa.
No, that's true.
And they don't claim any attachment to us
that
either.
That would be, I guess, the equivalent of me saying Anglo-American. Or,
right, uh-huh.
Or Anglo-Scotch, German, or whatever.
Right, uh-huh.
American, you know.
And see, I have nothing to do with those people in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not saying that I don't like any of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I know when I went to Howard, we had lots of Africans there.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have died rather than be considered as one of us in America as Negroes. And so why do I want to claim my heritage from them? They don't want me.
That's probably true.
I know it is.
do you have any special names that you might have, that people might have, say for white people especially, who are just kind of sorry and low down? You know what I'm talking about there? Is there any special way that they refer to, that they're referred to?
Or
you just call them poor whites?
Poor whites or what have you. Or poor person.
Mm-hmm.
Poor person. I know when I was in the classroom, I taught whites and blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And, the Negro children, did. Miss Erwin, so-and-so called me a nigger. I said, he did. I said, why don't you call him one? And he said, he ain't that, just call him. I said, well, that doesn't make you a nigger either. I said, now you could have called him one just as easily as he called you one.
The first year I was in high school was the first year that I think any of the schools were integrated here.
Mm-hmm.
And we were really cautioned about, maybe it was the first year I was in 11th grade, but we were called to my family, and we were told that any kind of insult, and we'd be gone from the school.
Uh-huh.
At that time, the situation was so sensitive
uh-huh.
that we were.